Yesterday I had the tremendous good fortune to attend the Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, along with his elder brother Balaram and Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra in Vadodara in Gujarat, and I'm feeling so happy. Still the waves of happiness are flowing in my heart, so I thought I'd speak about it while it's still fresh in the memory. What shall I say? It's fabulous. 41st Jagannath Rath Yatra in Vadodara. That's 41st means ISKCON started it, and ISKCON is continuing it, and it's really a great credit for Srila Prabhupada's movement, especially the devotees based in Vadodara, for keeping this festival running year after year after year. I don't know how many I've attended, I didn't count it, quite a few. And every time I say, I think almost every year I'm there, because sometimes I attend elsewhere. So almost every year I say to Basu Ghosh Prabhu, who's obviously he's there, that this is the best. This is the best ever. It's always getting better. It's like the spiritual world, the bliss is always increasing. There's almost constant heavy rain, but there are huge crowds anyway. People didn't care about the rain. They wanted to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. It was the first real Rath Yatra after two, because for 2 years it was stopped due to corona. In the other years they could do a small Rath Yatra just around the temple like this. So it was just, the people were in the mood, they're not going to miss it this time. Yes. Starts at this station right in the heart of the city and goes several kilometers east. So it's going through the old city. And the nice thing about the old city, nice for the Rath Yatra, is that the buildings are quite compact and packed together, and there's a lot of porches and verandas just overseeing the road. So many people they come right out from their residence. They're looking out at Rath Yatra, and the whole mood was just so happy and one of good feeling, sadbhavana, as it's said in Hindi, probably in Gujarat also. I was just thinking that I was raised in a religious system where you don't have happiness like this. It's not part of the religion. I was raised in Christianity, and it's solemn and grave, which is also suitable for religion if we consider the import of it, but it's also and primarily very, very happy. It's not anything to do with material happiness. There's nothing very materially happy about getting soaked with rain. I didn't even bother trying to stay dry. There's so much rain, you can try, but what's the point? But that didn't make any difference to the people, despite everything, the pouring rain. Everyone wanted to come out and see Krishna and see Jagannath. It's a spontaneous attraction. And it's not like everyone in India is a great rishi and they're all highly advanced transcendentalists. Yeah, mostly people, they go on with their lives, they're earning money and having their families, but that's there. It's also very much part of their life. Especially in Gujarat, and for Jagannath, especially in Orissa, the feeling for Jagannath in Orissa is just really part of the lives of the people. It's central to their life. So this festival, it really brings out the best of that Indian spirit or Hindu spirit of Krishna consciousness. At, you could say, at some rudimentary level, but we do Rath Yatras all over the world. I've been in Rath Yatras in London and New York and so many places, in Russia and Germany and so many places. But you don't see the, a lot of people like it, but that spontaneous feeling of bliss and huge crowds coming, that we don't get that in other countries. There is, it confirms again that there is something very special about birth in India. That spontaneous attraction to Krishna. The whole city just embraces the whole festival. There are hoardings everywhere along the route, welcoming everyone. The BJ Bharatiya Janata Party, the ruling party in Gujarat since, who was the last Congress Chief Minister? Chimanbhai Patel, a long way back. And of course, the ruling party at the center. So they put up there, welcoming everyone in the name of the BJP. And I saw for the first time two hoardings of the AAP, the AAP, Aam Aadmi Party. So they're getting in on it also. And many hoardings, local mandalis and local community organizations. Even I saw in different parts of the city, some company, they're giving a house loans or something and say, do it now, Rath Yatra, it's auspicious. So the whole city, it's just part of the whole city, the Rath Yatra, it's part of the life of the city. It's a major festival, just like Deepavali is a major festival, and then there's the Navaratri is a major festival, and it's one of the, it's big event for the whole city. The TV, local TV, maybe all Gujarat TV, you'll find them on the roof of the bus shelters and making their reports. There's so many stops along the routes at different temples, and different people come out and offer different pujas. At one place, the Marathi group with their big drums and bell, they have a nice band to very dramatically welcoming Lord Jagannath. Even at one place, the Muslims come. We're going through a Muslim area. The Muslims come, leaders of the Muslims in that area, they come and they offer garlands to Jagannath and take garlands. You wouldn't expect it, maybe, especially because almost every year in Ahmedabad at the Rath Yatra, that's not organized by ISKCON, that's going on for decades, long before ISKCON was there. But it goes right through a Muslim area, and almost every year there's some violence, unfortunately. So there's a huge deployment of police. Luckily in Baroda we never had any problem of Hindu-Muslim disturbance during the Rath Yatra. Police, even from different parts of India, they were called, even from as far away as Vishakhapatnam, and talking to some of the police. And all along the route, they have to control the crowd so they don't rush in and get injured or damaged or just crush all each other. So that's one reason. Another reason, they have to block the roads so the Rath Yatra can go, divert the traffic, and then, of course, to avoid Hindu-Muslim violence. But like I say, it's not there in Baroda. But it's apart from the police just around the rut, the chariot of Lord Jagannath, most of them, they didn't really seem to have too much to do. A lot of them were just really enjoying the whole festival, just like everyone else. Like so many others, they had their phones and they're taking photos or videos and just having a good time. Yeah, the police have to be called from outside the state because on the same day there are so many Rath Yatras in Gujarat. I know about this. There's that one major one in Ahmedabad, which goes from the Jagannath Temple. Then we have in Baroda. Then ISKCON has a huge Rath Yatra, like Baroda, just huge numbers of people in Ahmedabad also, because these are big cities. Surat, ISKCON has a big Rath Yatra. Then in Bharuch, which is a much smaller town, ISKCON did the Rath Yatra for the first time this year. But in other parts of the city at the same time, because there are two old Jagannath temples there, so they have smaller Rath Yatras. So there are three Rath Yatras of Jagannath one day in Bharuch. Then in Halol, and I believe in Petlad, and so maybe some other places on this. There are so many Rath Yatras. Maybe in Bhavnagar also, I'm not sure. There's so many Rath Yatras on the same day. So many police are employed, deployed. It's amazing, even with the police around the Rath, that there are no accidents. It was like in India, people, they're not so very disciplined as in many countries in the West. Everyone wants to push forward and get close to the rat and touch the rat, and the whole rat is just—it's not like a precision. It doesn't have precision steering. It's a pretty rough kind of vehicle. It's a very basic kind of vehicle. It does have brakes, fortunately. Otherwise, it would really be more difficult. In Puri, they're very traditional. They don't have brakes. But of course, in Puri, the rat just goes on a straight path from the Jagannath temple to Mashiabari, or the Gundicha temple. But here in the streets, and it's wide, the road is very wide. And of course, in Puri, the roads are absolutely packed with so many people. But here in Baroda or Vadodara city, the route, it's winding, so sometimes you have to back up, have to brake and then back up the rat, which means it has to be pushed back and then again side, back, forward, and then some narrow roads also. It's amazing how we know Krishna's mercy, Jagannath's mercy, have been no major or even, as far as I know, even minor problems. I personally couldn't dance by Krishna's sometimes very hard to understand mercy. Just before, 2 days before the Rath Yatra, I started having some severe pains in my feet. Inconceivable mercy. What was Krishna's plans? I couldn't dance in the kirtan. Others were dancing happily. We were missing Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, who used to come pretty much every year. He would attend Ahmedabad Rath Yatra and then drive down. Oh, Rath Yatra every year in Arnand, Vallabh Vidyanagar also. That's another ISKCON organized one. Yeah, Yashomati Nandan, we felt his blessings from above. At some of the places where we stopped, they had the huge speakers with Bollywood-style bhajans. It's the real Indian spirit. It's religious, enjoying life, all mixed up. Some places, I don't know what you call them. It's like a cannon which shoots out little pieces of colored paper which just fly everywhere. And at two places along the route, people where the it's like going through the Rathiatra is going through, it's almost like a gorge, so there are buildings on both sides, so people put a string from one house to another and have flowers ready in a basket or a tied up, some arrangement, so that they, just when the rat comes, they just pull the string and all the flower petals come down, so there are flower showers right on. Beautiful. I was saying about the hoardings, on many of the hoardings they have pictures of Nityananda Rama Das Brahmachai, a disciple of mine who's, for all intents and purposes, is managing the ISKCON temple in Baroda. And although Basu Ghosh is officially the temple president, Nityananda Ram is the one who organizes and interacts with so many people, and he's well known in the city as the face of ISKCON and highly respected for that. Right at the end of the Rathiatra, he, as soon as they reached the destination, he was off. He went back as quickly as he could to the temple, because there also a big festival is organized and a huge prasad distribution there. Of course, at the Rathiatra, along the route, just behind the Rath, we had two vehicles with bananas and distributing prasadam to everyone. But back at the temple, huge bandara, which means feast prasad for thousands of people. So he was going to oversee that. A lot, all the prasad distributions, so many of the expenses. There's one donor who I would be remiss not to mention his name, Shivlal Goel, who for years is a big industrialist in Vadodara, who for years has been giving big, lot of donations so that the devotees are able to distribute prasad profusely every day at the temple, late morning and evening, distribute prasad. Whoever comes, give them full plate of prasad. So all very blissful. I left just after the Rathiatra finished also. First, I went and changed my cloth completely wet. And then we left for Navsari, because tomorrow, that means 2 days after the main Rathiatra day, we're going to have Rathiatra in Navsari, which is a small town which should be about 3 hours' drive. We left about 8 o'clock, but we eventually reached at 1 o'clock because traffic jams, rain, and this and that. It's all Krishna's mercy. Jai Jagannath, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladev, Jai Sudarshan Chakra, and Jai Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the opportunity to know who Lord Jagannath is and to participate in bringing the bliss of Lord Jagannath to Baroda and the whole world. Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya chunakang padayani patya kritva chakaku. Shatameta dham bravimi sadhava sakla vayadurad. Gauranga chandra charne. Parivadatu jano yatatata.